smart, and I think you're really smart. So I want to compensate you for being really smart. If you can name the player and the draft pick that the Colts utilize to bring in their first selection, you got to name the player and the pick utilized. You do that in the comments of this video on YouTube, this YouTube channel. I'm going to give you $100. I'm going to send you $100. If there are more than one of you who say the same thing, one of you will get $100. I'll pick one. I'll draw one. How's that? I don't think any of you are going to get it. What I'd like to do is have everybody who enters put in $10. And then if nobody gets it, I get to keep all the money. Because I don't think any of you are going to be able to guess correctly. So, but what I'll do, I'll put my money where my mouth is and where your brain is. And I'll say, I'll bet that hunch that none of you in the comments section of this video can get the draft pick used, whether it's in the first round, second round, whatever, and the name of the player. I don't think you're going to be able to do it. We're going to talk to Chris Ballard tomorrow about all this. I'll go over this in greater detail in a moment. We're going to talk about Bryson Tucker a little bit. He signed his letter of intent today, which I don't know. It's a non-binding deal, right? Guys just ask for their release every once in a while, but it's newsy. And Mike, it allowed Mike Woodson to comment on Bryson Tucker, says he's going to be able to compete and contribute immediately to this ball club. All right. We'll see. We hope. You know what? Mackenzie Mbako, he did. Malik Renew, he contributed as a freshman. Jalen Hood-Schifino certainly did. So hopefully Bryson Tucker is the next in that line of guys who's able to contribute. Let's hope that what he contributes to is a team that wins something meaningful. And by meaningful, I mean a championship. I mean a Big Ten title. I mean an NCAA title. It's been way too damn long. Let's go. Right? The spring football game tonight at Memorial Stadium. The East stands only for the people who are interested in going. They're going to have free food, free drinks, whatever, and free football. It's also going to be on BTN, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully the storms hold off long enough for them to get that thing in unencumbered by lightning strikes and potentially severe weather, which we're in line for tonight, perhaps in central Indiana. And Giannis Antetokounmpo out for game one, already ruled out. And Shams Charania says maybe it'll be 2 to 4 weeks. We shall see. If Giannis is out, the Pacers must win that series. What I don't get is why the line is still Pacers plus 3.5. I don't get that at all. No Giannis on the Bucks. They are a very ordinary team, and the Pacers are kind of on the come. And they won 4 or 5 during the regular season. We'll talk about that too. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Thursday, April 18th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie's awesome. You go to MyBookie, you plug in the promo code Kent when you sign up, you will get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's winning before the action. That's like you're in the warm-up line and you already get the win. It's like getting a forfeit. The other team doesn't show up. That's what this is like. And I want to remind you, you need to be a subscriber to win the contest that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. So be a subscriber. Subscribe to this channel. Like this video. That's a thumbs up icon. You like it because you're polite. It's a polite thing to do. It's Hoosier hospitality. Celebrate Indiana football's return under Kurt Cignetti tonight by liking the video. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. No big whoop. $100, here's the deal. I want to read this so I get the whole thing right, all right? The draft, first round of the draft, 1 week from tonight. The Colts will be on the clock tonight. No one will be able to accurately predict who the Colts will take in the first round or the second round whenever they exercise their first pick. I am certain none of you are going to be able to do it. All right, so I'm ponying up a hunch. $100 to a subscriber who leaves a comment to this video on this YouTube channel and correctly guesses the draft pick and the name of the player drafted first in the upcoming draft. If there are more than one of you who are correct, I'll draw a winner among those of you who are correct. So you could say Terrion Arnold at 15. You could say Ricky Pearsall at 46. You could say Ladd McConkey at 34. So this is trades back, trades up, whatever. They lock in at 15 and take a guy. All of that's in play, as are all the names of who they might take. Malik Nabers at 9, if you're really aggressive. You want to roll the dice. Nobody else is going to pick Malik Nabers at 9. I don't think. Cooper DeJean at 26. You never know. So the pick, and not the round, the pick, and the name of the person drafted first with the first pick used by the Indianapolis Colts to draft somebody. All right? So there you go. Chris Ballard's media availability is tomorrow, noon. Shortly after that, if you want to use that, and listen, the you can do it all week long. You want to put in a name and a draft pick next Wednesday, go right ahead. All right. Obviously, one per subscriber, one entry per subscriber, and I see all the usernames. So, why? Why would you screw it? Just be honorable. Do it once. Let's go. And if somebody's right, I'll send them a $100 bill the next day. Next Friday, $100 bill to somebody who gets it exactly right. Not closest. You can't just get the name or just get the number of the pick. You got to get the name and the number right. I think he stays at 15, and I think he's either going to take Quinyon Mitchell or he's going to take Terrion Arnold. That's what I think is going to happen. But you know how many times we're able to predict accurately what Chris Ballard's going to do? Like, no times is that going to happen. Didn't do it. Malik Hooker at 15 in 2017, a no. How about Quentin Nelson at 6 in 18? No. 19, what was it? Rocky Sin at 33 or 34, right? How about 20? Michael Pittman Jr. at 34. 21, was that Quiddy Pay at 21? 22, hell, I think we gave that one up. So it wound up being, 22. Was Alec Pierce at 53. And last year, yikes, who'd they take? Oh, Anthony Richardson at 4. Good heavens, how soon we forget. So, would you have gotten any of those? I got Anthony Richardson, so I predicted one of these correctly. I did not get Quiddy Pay. Once you get outside the top five, man, all bets are off. It's crazy time. What we're going to hear from Chris Ballard tomorrow, we're going to hear about draft picks and the draft tiers, all right? He's going to be asked about it. How did this draft very deep in the wide receiver position, or very deep at cornerback, or very deep with offensive linemen? He's going to tell us, you know what, this, the top tier, the blue guys, stretch to about 12. Sometimes he gets that specific in the pre-draft media availability. I don't know whether he's going to do that tomorrow with the Colts drafting at 15. So we'll find out. We'll see together. It's going to be interesting. It always is when Chris Ballard tells us stuff, because basically he tells us the truth. There's some stuff that he can't tell us and won't tell us. But most of the time, it's kind of like, you know what? Here's where this draft kind of breaks. The elite guys to 17. The other guys, yeah, the break's usually around 40, might be a little bit deeper this year. You get that kind of information from Chris Ballard. It's actually worthwhile to listen to, and that's why we bring it to you here. You think we just put up pablum? Just yipping and yapping? We don't do that. Bryson Tucker, that's why I'm wearing the Indiana basketball shirt. Bryson Tucker has signed. He put his name on the line, which is dotted. The National Letter of Intent, Fooey Flash says, my guess is pick 21 Cooper DeJean. Great. Wonderful. Thank you. It's easier, I don't know, after the live is over to go in and comment, and those kind of, the live comments don't work quite as well. But go ahead. Go ahead, and I'll sift through them, and I'll make sure that we got Marvin Harrison Jr., number 3. That's aggressive. I like it. I like the cut of your jib. All right. So Bryson Tucker signed, and Mike Woodson says he's going to be able to contribute immediately, which you would hope with a five-star guy. You're not going to get a guy to sign a national letter of intent to come to your school, and you're going to say he's a year away. That's not going to happen with a five-star guy. I'd love it. That kind of transparency would be wonderful and laudable in a college head coach, but you're never going to hear that kind of thing. And they don't expect that to be the case. Now, he's a pretty good shooter, Tucker is, and he's a pretty good defender. We'll see. He's skinny, so he's going to have to get to campus. He's going to have to start working on that right away. And we'll see what kind of body he can be built into as a freshman at IU. IU's building some depth. You've got Miles Rice, Umar Ballo. Miles Rice from Washington State, Ballo from Arizona. Ballo, a senior, like an old senior, who's 7 feet tall, about 290 pounds, 260. Yeah, like I'm no carnival guest guy, but Umar Ballo does not weigh in at 260 pounds. If you shrunk him down to about 6'4", he might be 260. No, I don't think so. I don't know. He weighs what he weighs. Let's not be judgmental about the physique of Umar Ballo. Connor Asijan has yet to commit. He visited yesterday. Elijah Malone, visiting right now from Grace College up in northern Indiana. Is he going to come? He's like 6'10". He was a small college player of the year. Bevo Francis award winner, which means anything outside Division I, all those players, the best player among all those players, D2, D3, NAIA. That was Elijah Malone. Good three-point shooter, good rebounder, nice basketball player, but visiting now. We'll see if he commits. Kenan Carlisle, Ryan Conwell, Amari Williams, Ben Humrichis from Evansville, really good shooter. Carlisle and Williams will be in town over the weekend. We'll see if they commit. The rumor is that Carlisle is set to commit when he's in Bloomington. We will see. He's been crystal ball predicted by the people at Rivals. There you go. What the hell? Kurt Cignetti's first look tonight, 8 o'clock at Memorial Stadium, also on BTN. They're going to play 2 15-minute periods, and I don't know how they're going to. The score is similar to football, but turnovers, I think, count a certain number of points. It's kind of a strange system, but hey, it's Kurt Cignetti's game. It's their exhibition. I'm just glad they're letting people in to watch for the first time in 5 years. Kind of been under wraps for a while. So we get to see Rourke, and we get to see Cherry, and we get to see Davis, and we get to compare and contrast, and that's going to be kind of fun. I'm going to look forward to watching it. That'll be interesting. And then it's the first time we're going to get a chance to see Kurt Cignetti on the sidelines for Indiana. What kind of behavior does he demonstrate? Does he chip his teeth on the helmets of his own players as he celebrates with them? That would be strange. I do not expect a 63-year-old to cavort about and break teeth. I don't think he's that kind of coach. Elio is gone. It's not Elio. It is, hey, beat the hell out of that guy. Love each other, sure, but beat the hell out of them. That's what the kind of the rallying cry at Indiana football is these days. We'll get a look at it tonight. Pacers, Bucks, they get going on Sunday. 7 o'clock is a tip, really about 7:10 if you want to be specific. We'll see what the Pacers look like against a Giannis-less Bucks. He has been ruled out for Sunday's game, and Shams Charania has said that that calf injury could keep him shelved 2 to 4 weeks. You don't have to do a lot of math to understand that 2 to 4 weeks means that it's unlikely he's going to play in this series, but we'll see. When the Pacers are up 2-0, coming back home, coming back to Cambridge Fieldhouse for games 3 and 4, we'll see if Giannis says, okay, I'm ponying up. I rub some dirt on it and let's go. That's, I think without Giannis, I think Pacers sweep. They should. I think fans should demand it. Fans should say, Rick Carlisle, if you don't sweep, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. That is that's a reasonable position to take, I think. If they lose their MVP, Pacers got to be able to play. Look, the thing with the Pacers in this playoff series is they got to figure out how to play with playoff intensity. You have got to play intentional defense. And that's something that the Pacers have had difficulty doing. If you watch a lot of Pacers games, what you see is a team that plays defense the same way all the time. Now, sometimes they ramp up the energy on the offensive end, but not so much defensively. And you got to get a stop at the end of playoff games to win. Kent, are you going to tune into any of the NHL playoffs? No Blackhawks. Go Rangers. I'll tell you, my wife and I went to Nashville, Tennessee whenever the Colts were down there. I don't even remember what month it was. But we went to Nashville, and the Predators were hosting the New York Rangers. We didn't think there would be a lot of Rangers fans down there. That town was filled with Rangers fans. I think there were more Rangers fans in Nashville than there were Colts fans for a Colts-Titans game. And the Rangers fans could not have been more pleasant, more kind. So you know what? I'll pay a little bit of attention, and I'll root for the Rangers because I made some friends on that trip, and I think they were all Rangers fans. There were more Rangers fans than Predators fans. It was kind of strange. You know who else goes to Nashville? Ohio State football fans. They're everywhere down there. There's some people who drive from Columbus down to Nashville just to watch the games on TV. That's kind of crazy. I didn't expect to find that out, but it's absolutely true. I want to repeat the contest that we're running, all right? It's a Colts draft contest. $100 bill from my pocket or wallet going to a person who picks correctly. And I'm not going to say this over and over. We're not doing this on other videos. So if you're watching this, you're in. I'm not talking about it tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday next week. However, I may direct people back to this video so they can comment. I do not want comments on other days' videos. I want them all on today's video, this afternoon's video. If you commenting on this video, if you get the name and the draft pick used to select that player's name, I'll send you $100. And if there are more than one of you, we'll draw a winner from those who tie. Like, more than one are going to say Quinyon Mitchell, 15. If it's Quinyon Mitchell at 15, we're going to draw one winner. I'm not sending hunches all over the damn place. I'm not doing that. But I will send a card with a $100 bill in it if you guess correctly the name and the draft position. In case of a tie, we draw a winner. There you go. Let's go. Who's smart? Let's see. All you guys, a lot of this on the in the comments, and I love it. It's fun. Oh, there's no way the Colts move up. We don't know that. There's no way the Colts move back. We don't know that. There's no way the Colts make a trade and use their available cap space to do a sign and trade or just a trade for a guy like Brandon Ayuk on the final year of his deal, worth $14 million. Not coincidentally, that's the amount of money or the amount of cap space that Ballard and Buckner freed up doing that extension. Exactly, $14.4 million. So there you go. Does that mean that Brandon Ayuk is coming to the Colts? Probably not, but it could happen. This is the kind of thing we're talking about. We'll talk tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, 6:40-ish. Let's go. Again, this is the only time we're going to talk about this contest. You got to comment to this video with who you think. Chop Robinson at 15. Oof, that's aggressive. That's higher than I've seen anybody project Chop. I like that kind of guess because it means I'm